competition, back and forth game, obviously, for both sides. You know, they go up, you equalize, they go up again, and then obviously the late penalty. Your thoughts on the performance overall and the match?
Well, I wish I could bottle the last 20 minutes and repeat it every game from kickoff to the end of the match. I felt, to be honest, the first two goals we took were lapses of concentration again. And those are things that we've been trying to work on and improve on. But I was very happy with the way we reacted after the first goal that we took. And given that corner at that moment, and then I think the players were a little bit unhappy with the giving that corner away and switched off. And a nice shot, of course, is a fantastic strike. And I think when you are away and you're down a goal at halftime, it's not an easy task to come back. And I felt, especially in the first period of the second half, we were very disjointed. We stopped playing football. It was more panic, in my opinion, and players were really trying to come back into the game but didn't have the right solutions and the right ideas. And once we make the three changes, I think the game changed for us. And the three players that came off the bench, Zach first and then the three after that, I think they really brought the football and the energy that I was hoping for, and fantastic action to get us the penalty and a lot of good chances. And really excited about the almost rookie players from university. You got Powell and you have Seb that came into the game and I think did extremely well. So a lot of positives. A little bit disappointed that we dropped another 2 points. On the York side, I think they did extremely well for what they had available. So it was a very nice match on both ends. So probably a draw is disappointing, but it could have gone either way.
You said you dropped 2 points, but I think that's lead on the season now that you guys have picked up coming from behind. And you mentioned how tough it is to do that away from home especially. What does that say about the group this year?
It says that we have a lot of spirit, fighting spirit, which I think is very important. We always speak about that tactically and technically you can be extremely good as a team, but if you don't have the spirit to fight from kickoff to the end of the match, then basically I don't think you can achieve anything special. So that's something I think we have in the group. We just need to mature and grow as a team and become a lot more tactical and managing moments of matches better.
What was it like kind of preparing for this week, knowing that with a new coach, York might throw you a few curveballs compared to when you lost
them? Well, I normally watch a lot of the games of opponents. I watch almost all the games of CPL, and we do a really deep analysis, and we expected them to play a different way, and we expected, I think there were three players that we didn't expect to start, and they played a complete different system than we thought. But we play a style of football or a way of football that we don't need to adjust if teams play differently. So we didn't really have to change too much of our team. It's always interesting because you are trying to guess what the new coach is going to do, what new ideas he has. And I think he has his own ideas and he's trying to implement it from the moment he starts, which is I respect that very much.
And did you exchange any words more after the match?
I just congratulate him and I welcome him to the league, which, as I've shared before, I think it's very interesting for any league as it evolves as a league to bring coaches from different parts of the world that bring different ideas, and that only will make the league richer.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room for the
doctor? Let me see. Thank you. Like your position this year as opposed to last year, I mean, every game you're just preparing one game at a time, but how much better is it this season that you're in the middle of the pack or actually in second place rather than last year where you're looking ahead and above you at everything?
Well, I think when you're above water, it's always more pleasant and more fun to be. It's to be honest, I look at it as the big picture because we have a project and there are very few coaches in any league that will start 16-year-olds in the field. And we are becoming famous for that. We have another 16-year-old we start today in the game. It shows the project has a vision, has a various missions, and one of them is to develop players and identify young talented players, give them the experiences and the platform to become top internationals. And we did it with Grady, we've done it with TJ, James Cameron. I thought James was fantastic today in the match. So that's part of the project. The other part of the project is winning games and being in good position table and winning trophies, and achieving all of them together at the same time is a difficult task. So I'm happy where we are, but to be honest, it's just the beginning. I'm hoping to create a better team and more a team that can control games, a team that can win games more comfortably. Today was a very uncomfortable draw, so I'm hoping that we can be better.
Jacob, I know that you're not really happy about the draw, but you got a point with the new coach with York United. But my question is, you're having next match is going to be in Kelowna, which is the Apple Bowl. How excited are you going to be to improve the Canadian Premier League in other cities?
I think it's a great project. To be honest, anytime you work in a nation where it's evolving and developing as a football nation, we saw, for example, the draw against France today, 0-0. That's fantastic. And we're all in it together to try to build the game. And as we can grow the game and popularize the game in various cities and make soccer, football the sport of Canada in the future, I think it's one brick at a time and really one city at a time, and we need to win one fan at a time. And I think these kind of fixtures in different cities is a great idea to introduce the game and the excitement of CPL and Canadian football to fans that maybe have never seen soccer live before.
Do you think there's any other cities that should have? Do you think Canada should adopt like a neutral event in any other season, like in other cities, like for example Quebec City or even in Saskatchewan?
Yeah. I think Canada is a massive country with it's a sleeping giant. It can be really a footballing nation, and it can be one of the best in the world, and it's just going to take a lot of work in the trenches day by day, season by season, and I feel that there are a lot of cities in Canada that will embrace the game because it's an exciting game. And as CPL grows and we can have more teams in this league, we can do many special things. But we've seen it in NBA, we've seen it in NFL, where they go to different countries and they play games in those countries to try to grow their game globally, and I think it's also important for us in Canada to use it in a national scale.
Okay. Thank you, Jacob. We're going to just jump to Zoom.
Zach, if you got some questions for the gaffer.
I do have questions for the gaffer. Thank you. Afshin, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Zach. Nice to see you.
See you as well. You talked there about the last 20 minutes were very kind of enthralling as both teams were going for the victory. The end of the match, it felt like two like heavyweights just kind of back and forth trying to get that last hit in. I wonder if you could talk about a little bit more about the fighting spirit that the team showed today in coming back and then going all out at the end.
I think there was a very emotional and a great scene in our locker room at halftime. So normally a lot of the passion and discussion and conversation comes from me in the halftime with the players. But when players came in the locker room, we had Renan Garcia showed enormous passion and emotion about how unhappy he was about the first half. And I think that kind of resonated through the team, and I think the players decided together they were going to do everything they could to not lose this game. And Alan felt very responsible because he gave that corner away, and then the ball came in and they scored. and he was very disappointed, and everybody tried to also get behind him and support him. And I think this is what is a great thing to see for a manager, that players together decide that they're going to raise their level emotionally and physically and mentally to try to come back in the game. So I think that's what you saw in the second half, especially in the last 20 minutes. For me, what's interesting, last year I didn't have this luxury where I can actually go to my bench, bring players that can change the game for me. And I'm very lucky to have that kind of quality on my bench that we can change games when necessary.
I just want to ask you, Afshin, about the point enables you to remain second in the table. I'm just wondering, you talk about how you feel about where things are at so far in the project for this year.
Obviously, we're always happy the fact that we can get points on the road, we can get points at home, and we have reasonable number of points after the 9 matches we've played. Am I content or satisfied? The answer is no. I feel that there's more football in our team, and I feel that there are better performance ahead of us. And as I've shared with, I think, you before and our players, what I think makes our team very special is that we got a lot of young players, Grady, James Cameron, TJ, you can count on Powell, Sebastian. These guys are only getting better. And as they improve, they improve the team from bottom up. And they push all the other players in front of them. I mean, Ben Fisk's performance the last 20 minutes is probably the best 20 minutes of his performance I've seen in film from his past teams and this season. So this is what this really project is about. How do we improve the players and improve the team and grow together so we can be in a position and we can challenge the trophy at the end?
Well, thanks so much, Coach. We'll see you in Kelowna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, guys. Nice to see everybody.
Probably frustrated to just end up with the draw today, but I think it's the 8th point you guys have claimed coming from behind in matches. What does that say about the team this year?
Yeah, we've been struggling with like taking the first goals, but I think we've been doing a good job in like recovering from that first goal. But as you said, we need to work on that part. We need to be a little bit like stronger and maintain the clean sheet. But I think like we did an amazing job trying to recover the game, and taking 1 point away, I think it's a good result. Like for sure, you said we don't have the best sensation right now, but it's not that bad taking 1 point away. So I think we're good, and we're still fighting for to be on top of the table.
Thank you, Mitch. Any other questions in the room, Robin?
Well, as you were with the team last year, weren't you? Yeah. So as compared to this position, like this point last year where you were looking up at everybody, and this year you're in like second. How does like game by game you feel so much better?
Yeah, it's been a long ride since last year. I think it's tough to start a team from zero. But this year I think we have a lot of depth, so I think it doesn't matter if like one player can't play that game, the other player is gonna be ready, and we have that in this year. So I think that's great to have in a team. So the internal competition, I think that's amazing to have, and we showed it today. So I think we have to keep working and try to be better every single training and every game. But now, as you said, we're trying to fight for the top of the table, so we feel confident and we're sure that we can still do an amazing job.
Thanks. Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? Okay, great. Zach is waiting in the microphone.
Zach, over to you.
Thank you. Hey, Rose, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Your goal today, there was some really nice buildup, intricate buildup. I wonder if you could talk about that from your perspective on the field. It's been something that the team has really improved at this year, scoring some really nice goals with combination play up front. And then, of course, your great fake shot before you finish. But, yeah, I wonder if you could just talk about the buildup and how you saw the goal.
Yeah, we knew after the goal we had to, like, come back into the game. And as you said, I think it was a really nice combination and a counter. So I think we did an amazing job. We have super top players in our team that can make those kind of runs, plays, touches. So I think that's great. And game by game and training by training, I think we have been working on the connection, and that's good. And we can show we've been showing it in the games, and today I think we showed it again. And I hope like we can still build that build it like stronger and stronger in every game. So yeah, and when I just had the ball, I just like didn't think. I just shot, and yeah, thank God it was a goal.
There are three more really, really important matches left in the month of June. Obviously, I know your focus is on those and doing your best in those. Is there any update for you on what's going to happen after June, or is it the kind of thing you can't think about that because you got to focus on playing?
Well, I'm focusing on playing. Of course, like we're talking, and of course I want to stay here. So yeah, just focusing on these two games, try to do my best, and then we'll see what happens.
Cool. Thank you so much, Roro. We'll see you in Kelowna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Back very soon, guys, with the Gaffer and the